It is nice to be close to her. And she rotates slowly with you pushed right up against her body. And as she turns, she runs her hands up and down your back, as if petting your fur. Her hand eventually slides to your lower back, and the other to the side of your neck, just resting on your shoulder. You push against her. There's some turning in place. Gradual, slow, soothing. But of course you feel soothed by her presence. And the memories activated by the blue flame she swayed to and fro in front of your face have got you going back to that special pet and transformation space she put you into once. There in the middle of the dance floor, swaying in her arms. You've had your free night here, she explains. Now it's time I put you to work. Not like this. This is just a whim of mine. Truthfully, it would be inappropriate for you to be dancing like this with me at a function. No. She slides the hand on the side of your neck to the back, pulls at the fur a little, disentangles herself from you, which you're a little sad about because your face has left the wonderful valley between her breasts, the softness you could feel, and the vacant feeling in your head were pleasantly mingling to produce a euphoria every bit as good as what she induced in you before you came here. But guiding you with her hand on the back of your neck, she does something even better than anything so far. She pushes down lightly. She guides you down to your knees, guides you down on all fours. She puts you in your place. And the moment she has fully positioned you in your place in the world is a moment where your eyes roll back, your tail stands straight up, the collar around your neck feels perfect, the leash trailing to the side, which she hasn't bothered to pick back up, is slithering there onto the ground as you, rather than just staying in the hands and knees position, push your face down on your folded arms and moan a long, low, continuous animal sound accompanied by shivers that go right to your wet pussy, right to your clenching ass under the tail, right to the ears on your head that lay low, sign of submission. Absolute submission. Some part of you, barely processing what had been done so far, was just awaiting the moment she would first put you in your place. Now you just stay right there, she says. Then, with your face down against the floor of the ballroom, resting on your folded arms, with your ass in the air, with your sex dripping, matting your furred thighs with your arousal, your tail high in the air, she steps closer, positions her furred and well-cared-for feet in front of your face, and then just tells you to stay as you are. She isn't sitting, but she's leaning at a strange angle that suggests she may in fact be leaning on thin air. And she's regarding you, you can tell, because you can feel her eyes on your skin. As you just lay there, face down on your arms, in position, on hands and knees, she's nearby, you are at her feet, you are lower down than her. You can see the sway of her tails, which are hanging relaxed behind her body, if you glance up. But mostly you spend your time glancing down, just soaking in her presence. Something in the dynamic shifting, changing. This is now as and who you are. She's speaking, and of course you hang on every word, though some of them flow through you, scarcely comprehended. The spell I worked will continue to affect you. You had a free night, and now you work. You get trained, and when I go to functions like the ones held here, when I dance and play and romp, you will be there, in attendance, and you will be there as you are now, for all to see and envy. But it won't do for you to be that way. You need some improvement, you need some equipment, you need some training. Here,